So I was a little bit shocked when I found out how much more popular cricket was worldwide than baseball. I think baseball is the best sport in the world, but apparently most of you disagree because there's like 2 to 3 times as many cricket fans as there are baseball fans in the world. So it begs the question, which bat can hit a baseball better? And you could even argue the cricket bat industry is even bigger than the baseball bat industry. These things can get up to $1,000. This bat right here is English Willow, which is apparently like the gold standard. That's the maple wood of cricket bats. We have a Kookaburra Stealth right here. I bought it off of, I think, bestcricketbats.com or something like that. Full English Willow. These things are huge, obviously, compared to a baseball bat. This is 34 inches and 40 ounces, so kind of like Babe Ruth dimensions. So for our baseball bat, I wanted to get something slightly similar, just a huge bat right here. We have the Mark McGwire replica turn model, the MM25. This is 34 and a half inches, 33 ounces, which is like, you know, one of the biggest bats you're gonna find. So maple versus willow. Baseball versus cricket. Let's start with our baseball bat. All right, so this is gonna be a straight distance off. We're gonna see what bat we can hit farther with. Ideally with the wood bat, we're going for about 420, 425 feet here. .105 for .241. Hammered that ball. All right, that's gonna be good exit velo. 101 miles an hour, 421 feet. Good start with the baseball bat. I think we got a little more in the tank though. This bat is so heavy, dude. Shout out Mark McGwire. Ow, that's a jam shot. Come on, hunt. Yes, sir. 392. It sounds so good. I think the crack is gonna be way better on the baseball bat. That was 108 miles an hour. Yeah. Oh, that's hit so hard, dude. Oh, baby. 103, 420 feet. Okay, let's get one last one with the baseball bat.
Yeah.
I mean, no, there's no chance we beat that with the cricket bat. Okay, 101, 423 feet with our baseball bat. So max distance, I think like, yeah, 420 something. Max velo was 108, which is very, very good for a wood bat. All right, this might take a while to get used to. A little bit different turn model than we would typically swing on this channel, but let's tar up the handle. From what I understand, these are very similar sports. It's the same idea. Do they have pine tar in cricket? So we are gonna try to hit a home run with our English Willow cricket bat, but home runs aren't even a thing apparently in cricket. They do have sixes though.
That's huge. That is a biggie, it's out of here.
Same concept if you hit it outside of the boundaries, over the fence, in any direction. They don't even have foul balls. You get an automatic 6 points for your team. And there's even stories of guys hitting a 500-foot 6 with a cricket ball and a cricket bat. I don't know how much I believe that. If I even hit a ball 350 today with this bat, I will be very impressed, very happy. Let's see what this thing's got. I mean, I feel like we gotta just get the angle down first, so maybe let's kind of bunt a few. The first ever cricket bunt. Oh, dude, it feels, I mean, that was the hardest bunt of all time. Oh, this is gonna be fine. It sounds kind of like mush, but right there. Oh, yes. I thought it would like sting or the bat would break. That is 71 miles an hour for 223 feet. Definitely doesn't have that crisp crack of a baseball bat, but the surface area is just insane. I gotta get, it is literally a 2x4. That's a great description of this bat. Bro, we are gonna hit an absolute tank. Guaranteed. This is so much better than I thought. That was 84 for 319.
8 dents?
No, no dents at all. And this was man, what do you call it? Knocked. That's what it is. This bat has also been knocked. So that's like breaking in a wood bat for cricket players.
How do I freaking... I gotta get the angle down first. Dude, that's gonna be close to the fence. Ah, not quite. All right, 85 for 337. Yeah! No way.
Ah! The bat is completely fine. There, I mean, there's not even indentations. That is 90 for 346.
Let's see one more. Bro, I'm about to get myself signed on some Indian cricket team. Oh, not quite. I gotta overcompensate here. Ho, 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 ho!
That was hit so hard, dude. 94-373. Honestly, like, I thought the wood would be too soft. I thought it would be, like, really indenting. Look at that. It is taking it like a champ. Dude, I think we can use the college balls. I think we can use the harder baseballs. I never even considered that dynamic of hitting is your bat angle has to be perfect. That legit makes this like way more difficult. Typically, if I'm missing with the bat too much like this, so I need to kind of over-rotate here. Yeah, right there. This is gonna be a tank, watch. Ladies and gentlemen, the first ever cricket bat home run here at Vince Gena Stadium. 368 feet. We got way more in the tank, though. That's a contact hit right there. Bro, the sweet spot is crazy.
The sound is crazy. It's like a shotgun.
It's like the best sweet spot I've ever hit with on a bat.
Hey!
Oh my gosh! Dude, it's actually amazing. Look at this. Oh my gosh, we were 1 foot short. 96 for 399. We got to get that ball a little more in the air.
That was the first hit that actually sounded kind of like a baseball bat. That was crisp, bro. That was perfect, perfect cricket.
Gotta get, come on. Oh. 91, 357. Oh, that's hit so hard. 98. Nah, that's not gonna go 400. That's a good swing though. Didn't go out. 91, 357. I wish there was like a line that told you how to position.
I mean, that's about it.
Oh, this didn't even go out. 350 again.
Should we bounce it in?
Lasit Malinga. Oh, my man! Created a gap between bat and ball.
Yeah, let's try bouncing it. Oh, that was a good, effective bowl, Cam. More. No. That is tough, bro. All right, that's what we're doing. Here we go. Oh. Oh. Why is it so difficult? It's like a change up from hell. This is the hardest thing I've ever done. Dude, that's impossible. Raise it back up. I'm worried my bat's, it's kind of cooked, boys. So I'm sure there's probably a nicer one I could have got, but you can see on the top there, pretty bad dent. I think I just didn't square it up that well. We have a little crack right there, a little crack right here.
God, it's like the softer you swing, the easier it is to barrel up. I know that sounds stupid. That's really obvious, but you just can't swing too hard. Like, those were pieced. But what I'm concerned about right now is I'm trying to hit it to the moon. We need a 400-footer. Like, that's just not enough, dude. Good hit. If that's not 100 miles an hour, yes!
102 with a freaking cricket bat.
Last chance. Dude, that is just dying. That's a six, bro. That is a sixer. Come on!
Oh!
Yes!
All right, I would genuinely like to know if this is the farthest hit baseball with the cricket bat. 409 feet. I'm actually impressed. I didn't think we'd do it. Little bit of damage. Not too bad. All right, so main takeaways. Cricket is way more difficult than I thought. Way more of like a contact-focused sport, so it seems, at least kind of from my experience. But I'm impressed, dude. This was pretty solid. 409 feet, 102 miles an hour. The baseball bat did win, but I didn't even think I would sniff the fence, so I'm almost a cricket fan, but still baseball all the way.